You're listening to the Hope United podcast, creating an atmosphere of worship, family, and discipleship. For more information about this podcast and other resources, visit hopeunited.church.
I hope that your Thanksgiving was good. I hope you didn't eat too much. Turn to somebody and say, you look 10 pounds lighter. Just say it by faith to somebody today. Amen. I don't know where my iPad went. I didn't want to have to freestyle. I'm going to freestyle the message. Let's bow our heads. Father, thank you, Lord, that you would just allow your word to provoke us today, challenge us. You would allow your word to inspire us, to light our pathway, so that we would be able to see, Father, more clearly what you have in store, the good things that you have, the blessings, the promotions, Father, the things, God, that you designed for your children. And so we thank you, God, that as we look at your word, it gives us all that and more. It is life to our spirit and to our bones. In Jesus' name, everybody said, amen, amen. I'm excited about this. Turn to somebody and say, I'm excited. If Pastor Josh is excited, I'm excited. We're on the last of our series about thank you. How many have enjoyed the series just learning how to say thank you a little bit better? Amen. Well, when I was a child, I remember my grandmother and my mother and all of my aunts cooking Thanksgiving meal. And it was always just amazing. I hope your Thanksgiving was amazing like that. We had turkey, we had cranberry sauce, we had mashed potatoes, we had all kinds of stuff. We had fried okra, we had squash, we had sweet potato casserole, we had everything. And not just did we had it in ample supply. So there was more, you were going to be sent home with some stuff. There was leftovers for days, right? How many know about leftovers, right? There was an amen for the leftovers. But so there was always more than enough, actually way more than enough at my grandmother's house. By the time my grandmother and my mom and all of my aunts got together, there was just so much food. And so that I started to kind of think of that, and the Lord really dropped in my spirit today that the name of the message is the Thanksgiving Feast. The Thanksgiving Feast. And I really believe this is what's going to conclude everything with our series on Thanksgiving. The Thanksgiving Feast. And God brought me to Psalm 23:5. A familiar passage, but if you'll go there, Psalm 23, specifically verse 5, where it says, "Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over." But specifically this phrase here, "Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies," or another modern translation, there's some great things that you get out of that too, NLV, "You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies." And I just see, this is such a prophetic word, if you can grab a hold of it today, that God is setting a table for you. God is preparing a table before you. How many will receive that and say, that's for me? God is preparing a table for me. You know, there's five beautiful words that I love to hear. When I go out to eat, when I'm at my favorite restaurant, when I'm in a busy situation and I walk in, I want to hear five beautiful words. Sir, your table is ready. Sir, your table is ready. Or, ma'am, your table is ready. It's a beautiful thing. There's really nothing like it, because you know you're not going to have to sit around with that ugly buzzer. You're not going to have to sit around on some hard bench with your stomach grumbling, because your table has already been prepared for you. Your table is ready. Can I tell you today, God has a table for you? If that's not enough to be thankful for, that there's a table before you, think about the fact that God himself has prepared this table for you. None other than God has prepared the table. Not somebody that knows a couple of things about culinary arts. I'm talking about God himself preparing a table for you. And he's got his best people working on it. If you can imagine that, right? He's got angels working on this thing for you. He's got other believers working on your table for you. And they've set this table with the best dishes, the best silverware. I'm talking about the grandma's stuff that you only get to see once or twice a year. It's got the special box for it that opens and closes. You know what I'm saying? The wooden box, the china, the stuff that doesn't come out every day. God is preparing something with the best dishes, the best place settings. And not only that, it's going to be the best meal of your life. The best meal that you could imagine. And that's what we have to be thankful for. In spite of all of the setbacks that you've had in your life. In spite of all of the hardships that you've had. In spite of all of the enemies that you may have had. God is setting a table before you. And that's the type of Thanksgiving that I'm talking about. Thanksgiving doesn't have to just come once a year. Thanksgiving can be the place that you live. What a meal. What a reason to say thank you. I think about Psalm 37:23 that says the steps of a righteous person are ordered of the Lord, or in another translation, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. That means no matter what your enemies have planned, no matter what your enemies have done, no matter what your enemies plan to do, your steps are still ordered. It's still going to work out for you. Can I tell you today that your enemies will help set the table for you? Your enemies, the ones that you've been worried about, the ones you've been concerned with, the ones that have been filling up your mind and filling up your time and causing you to worry, they're going to help set the table for you. I hope you hear this today, that no matter how anybody tries to sabotage or turn their back on you or mistreat you, they're bringing the silverware out to the table. Amen. No matter how somebody tries to lie on you, that's salad dressing, right? If somebody tries to steal from you, thank you for that spoon. Thank you for that fork. And even when I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I can say, thank you, God. I'll take that as my main course. And so I can say thank you because I know that God is going to take every lemon and turn it into lemonade. That God is going to take every force of destruction in my life and he's going to put it in the oven and he's going to bake up blessings. Every time the enemy tries to take me out, he's going to turn that around into something that's deliciously beneficial for my life. Because I realize that God is setting a table for me. Every time the enemy is trying to do something, God is setting a table. There's a saying that says life isn't fair, but God is good. Dr. Robert Schuller used to say that. Life isn't fair, but God is good. And I think about all the unfair things that have happened in my life. I think about all the unfair things that I have seen happen to others that I love. I think about injustices that have occurred. And I think about God's goodness superseding any bad that has happened. I think about a goodness that God has that can outweigh anything the enemy or enemies could ever do. God is going to make a table for you, if you'll let him, that will be so good that it surpasses all the bad, all the storms, all the tragedies, all the hardships that you've had to endure. God is going to give you a table that's so good it's going to vastly outweigh anything negative that you've experienced. How many would just stand in faith and say, I'm ready for God to do something like that in my life. I'm ready to see God set a table before me. I'm ready to see God transform every circumstance in my life and even things from my past and turn it around into something that is deliciously beneficial for me. How many believe that we serve a God that's big enough, that's smart enough, that's wise enough, that's powerful enough, that's creative enough to take something that was tragic and turn it into a blessing at your table? I believe that's the God that we serve. And here's the part that doesn't even make sense to a lot of people. Are you ready for this? The scripture says that he prepares a table for me in the presence of my enemies. That means that your enemies will see your blessing. They will have to pull up a chair and see God bless you. See God turn every time they stabbed you into the back into a victory for you. They will have to sit there in your presence as God pours out blessing on you. This is about to be a ridiculous dining experience for those that, I don't know if you can just see this, being at the best restaurant of life and your enemies, the ones that tried to hurt you, are sitting there watching God's goodness upon your life. The ones that try to steal from you, see God pay you back sevenfold right there in front of them. God's goodness on display. The word of God says, if you don't faint, you will reap. If you just keep on doing the right thing, guess what? God is going to pour out his goodness on you. Even when there's people that were doing the wrong thing around you and you're doing the right thing, God has set a table for you. That is the Thanksgiving feast. That is the true Thanksgiving feast. And I've been invited to the feast. And you've been invited to the feast. But what makes me sad sometimes is people don't realize what God is doing. Sometimes people don't even realize that God is preparing something for them. Listen, in the parable of the wedding feast, Jesus said clearly, the Father is preparing a feast. The Father is preparing a feast. But the problem is, some people are too preoccupied with other things. They're distracted by other things. Other things have stolen their attention away, and they don't realize that God has prepared a table for them. I can't think of many things that are as sad as that. That God has prepared blessing. God has prepared increase. God has prepared restoration for things that have been stolen and recompense. But some people don't realize it. And whether they're distracted by hurt or they're distracted by busyness or this has got their focus or that's got their focus, they don't realize that God has prepared something for them. Look at somebody and just say, don't miss it. Don't miss it. Come on, you can be a believer and you can miss this thing. You can come to church, you can love the Lord, and sometimes you can miss out on your table. The parable said God invited guests to his feast. He had a table prepared for them, but many were too busy doing other things. Their focus were on other things, and they missed the very table that was set. Can I tell you, don't miss your table. Don't miss what God has prepared for you. Don't let the wrong things steal your focus. Don't let the wrong things take your attention. Don't be distracted right before your blessing arrives. And I'll tell you something else that's sad. Sometimes there are people that are sitting right at the table. And the enemy confuses them and they walk away from the table that God has prepared for them. They're right ready to partake. They've sat down. They've been patient. They've done the right things. They've been following after the Lord. They've had a heart for the Lord. But sometime at the last minute, the enemy confuses them. They lose their focus. They lose their attention. And they lose sight of the fact that they're sitting at the table already. And they walk away from the feast that God has prepared. Will you bow your heads with me today? My prayer is that we don't miss it. I want to be the type of person that not only doesn't miss it, I want to be one of those ones that the Lord can send out to bring others in. To bring others and say, your table is ready. Sir, ma'am, your table is ready. God has set this table for you. I'm getting mine. I've got my table. But God has one for you too. God doesn't want you to miss the feast that he has prepared. This is what I want to pray for you today. First, I want to pray for strength. God, I just pray that you would give your people strength. Lord, I know that it's difficult. I know that we face challenges. I know that we face battles. But God, I pray that you give strength to each one today, God. Each person here today would receive your strength, God. Even if they're weary, even if they've been at a place where they've taken a lot of shots, they've seen a lot of battles, they've been in an extended fight, God, give them strength today. I speak strength to your people. And I want to pray for you patience today. Sometimes we sabotage ourselves because we just walk away before the meal is served, before the blessing is experienced. So God, I just speak patience to your people. Lord, those that are going through storms, those that are going through oppositions, Lord, that they would not faint, but they would stay strong, God, in their hearts. They would stay focused. Lord, I speak patience upon your people. Lord, that they would not just kind of mentally turn off to what you're doing, but they would stay dialed in to the promises that you have. They would stay focused on the goodness that will outweigh every opposition that they've ever faced. And the last thing that I want to pray for is vision. There's a lot of things that we see in this life. Many of them are things that the enemy projects upon us, distractions. Some of them are just a product of us being frustrated in life. God, I pray that you would give your people clear vision. Clear vision. Vision to see the blessing. Vision to see the table. Vision to see, God, what you're planning for them in their future. Lord, that they would not lose sight. They would not lose hope, God, but their vision would be keen. Lord, that you would let them mount up with wings as eagles and have sight to see the goodness of God.
Thank you for listening to the Hope United podcast. Be sure to visit hopeunited.church for more exciting content.